Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, Jacksonville.
Wait a minute. What? Whose voice is that? Actually, that is Rob. Rob is a member of our team. You've heard his voice before. He's been on the show probably 10 times over the last 9 years. Angela is out. Now, after all, we are realtors. Rob's a realtor. Susan's a realtor. Angela's a realtor. And, of course, yours truly, Howard, is a realtor. And we talk all the time about being on the job 7 days a week. Well, sometimes that 7 days a week means Saturday morning, and Angela is out with one of our customers at a home inspection. And, of course, that is one of the most important things about buying a home is making sure that that home that you think is lovely and wonderful and close to your dream home, or maybe even your dream home, is as great as it purports to be, or close, because there are things on the seller's disclosure that say, okay, it's good, except for these things. You want to make sure that it is as good or better than it purports to be. Or sometimes things are hidden and the homeowner doesn't even know about them. So we always recommend that a home inspection be done, unless, of course, sometimes you're in a bidding war and you say, okay, I'm going to buy that home as is, but you still want to do a home inspection. And 99.9% of the time, there are a couple of times where we've seen that some people say, hey, this home is fairly new. I'm going to buy it without a home inspection. Or sometimes you're a handy person. You're going to buy it anyway. There are some situations where some people even take with them during the initial time that they're looking at the house and bring someone with them that knows about the house and does a kind of a cursory home inspection before they make an offer. But anyway, that's where Angela is today. She doesn't even have time to listen because as good realtors, we walk along with the home inspection, not getting in his or her way, but listen to all the things that he is dictating into his little machine there. And looking at all the things that he or she is looking at along with the homeowner so that we are advised about all of the things that he or she finds along with the homeowner so that the homeowner can make a good decision on whether or not to purchase the home to see whether these things are major, minor. And that and then after the fact can make a decision on, A, whether to buy the house or not, whether to renegotiate price, whether to renegotiate repairs, all the things that you need a realtor for after the purchase of the home. And Rob, you have been in many inspections as well. And, and a couple of times have said, you know, these are no big deals. A couple of times have said, some of these things need to be fixed.
Absolutely.
And a couple of times, have you ever had one where you've walked away, where your customers walked away?
No, not necessarily.
Because most of the things.
Because most of the things are things that are that can be fixed or the seller fix them.
Yeah, most of the things, and we have even a section about that at the end of the show, if we get to it, about even some things that appear to be really, really bad can actually be fixed. And it's all a matter of money.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep. And who's going to pay for it? So anyway, welcome everyone to Real Estate Radio with not Angela Howard. That's what I usually say. With Rob and Howard, we welcome everyone. We hope you had a happy week, a wonderful week. And, of course, as I said, Rob is here today. We got lots of things to talk about. Hey, one of the things that occurred, well, before we get into real estate, I want to talk about what a lot of people enjoy today. Oh, I want to give a shout out to one of our usual callers. And it's Phil. We hope he's feeling better. And we want to give a happy birth month to Phil. We don't know when his birthday is. He doesn't want to tell us, but we know it's sometime during the month. So happy birth month
happy
to
birthday.
Phil. Well, we don't know the day. So anyway,
yeah.
Phil, I know you're listening. We hope you're feeling better. Happy birth month. But what else is special about today and this weekend? Of course, it is Mother's Day weekend. And you know, every single one of us have a mother or had a mother. Sometimes they're passed away. Sometimes we don't know who our mother is if we're adopted. But we all want to thank our mother because they gave us nurturing. They gave us life. They gave us advice. They gave us counsel. And we want to thank our mothers in every way possible that we can. And it's not just about giving them flowers or giving them a gift. The best thing that we can give them is to tell them a story, a remembrance of something that happened in the past. And the past may have been last week, last month, last year, or even 20 years ago, about a special remembrance that you had with them. So, and if your mother's gone and you still have children, well, tell them about a special remembrance, about a special time that you had with your child. And if you're at odds with your parent or your child, mend that fence. It's time. It's a good day to do that. And it's a beautiful day outside. But what else is special about today? One of the things that we talk about that's special every week is what's special about today. It's Birth Mother's Day, which is a unique day. It's actually celebrated the day before Mother's Day. It's also brunch for lunch. It's also the day before Mother's Day, a day that you can go out with someone that you care for, perhaps your mother. It's Mother Ocean Day. I guess that's a day to celebrate nature with Mother Earth or Mother Ocean. It's also an interesting one. It's a Have a Coke Day, not the drug, the drink, Coca-Cola, because it was on this day that it was invented in 1886 by Dr. John Pemberton, who was a pharmacist who allegedly came up with the concoction that is now the most consumed beverage known the world over. How about that? Now, not only is it Mother's Day, but it is Dog Mom's Day. So many Americans, of course, have dogs. So you're the mom of your dog. So it's Dog Mom's Day. It's always celebrated the day before Mother's Day. It's also Give Someone a Cupcake Day. That will always bring a smile to someone.
I love cupcakes.
Except if you know that person is a diabetic, don't do that unless it's sugar-free. It's also VE Day, which is short for Victory in Europe Day. That happened on this day many, many years ago, 1945, I believe. It's also Time of Remembrance and Reconciliation for those who lost their lives during the Second World War. And World Red Cross Day. Everybody knows what the Red Cross is. They help people all over the world in times of disaster, whether it be hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, war. It's also, and this is an interesting one, especially for kids. And Rob, you have three young ones, right?
I do, yes.
Do not tell them what this day is.
My mouth is sealed.
Okay. It is Stay Up All Night Day.
Yeah, that's a no-go.
That's a no-go. Okay.
Yeah, it's National Bedtime Day.
Okay. Now, one that you and your wife can do together, it's a World Belly Dance Day. So, you know, one day when they go to bed, you can put on some belly dance music and belly dance together.
Yeah, me, belly dance.
And whatever turns you on. I don't know. It's also Miniature Golf Day, Student Nurses Day, No Socks Day. I don't know why it's No Socks Day, but it's No Socks Day. National Babysitters Day and National Animal Disaster Preparedness Day. How about that? Letter Carrier Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive Day. And Free Trade Day, which is interesting because we don't have free trade much anymore. We like to put on tariffs with certain countries so because, you know, they send a lot of stuff to us and we want to get some money back from them to have equal trade, I guess. Anyway, so those are some of the special days for today. There are more, and we're going to get back into real estate. We do have a contest. The contest today is this. Based on listings over the past year in all of the United States, what city has the most homes built prior to the year 2000? What city in the U.S. has the most listings built prior to the year 2000? Think about that one. Give us a call, 222-8255, and we will be right back.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies and make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
To my realtor listeners out there, do you have sellers that want to sell a condo? Do you have buyers that want to buy a condo? Have you been told that the condo is not financeable, not on the list, or required 25% down? Did you know that there's a 3% down conventional financing for condos that are not on the list? Call Christine Kennedy at 904-514-6969. To see how you can get your condo financed for as little as 3% down. Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome to Real Estate Radio. Once again, I'm Rob.
And I'm Howard. Yes, as I mentioned, Angela is at a home inspection today with one of our customers who purchased their not quite their dream house, but they're next to the dream house. They lost seven houses in multiple offer situations and got their eighth house. We talked about that last week. So there's a home inspection going on today. And I want to remind everyone what the contest is today. Based on listings over the past year nationwide, what city in the United States had the most homes built prior to the year 2000? Now you may think, oh my God, how the heck do I know that? There's actually logic to it. So when you hear the answer, you're going to say, that makes sense.
Yeah, because looking at this answer, I would have never thought.
But if you think about it long enough, when I give the explanation for it, I think it will make sense. So I'm not going to tell you whether it's East Coast, West Coast, Midwest, North, South.
Okay. No hints, huh?
No hints right now.
All right.
You got to put your thinking caps on. Okay. Before the year 2000, is the year 2000 a hint? I don't know.
Could be.
I don't know. We'll find out. All right. So, Rob, did any homes get listed or sold? Put on the market. Oh, I'll put on the market that's listed. Anyway, did any homes, what happened in Northeast Florida this past week?
Yeah, absolutely. According to Northeast Florida, this past week, homes and condos, 927 offers got accepted. That's down about 9% from last week.
Okay.
542 new homes came on the market. That's also down about 20% from last week.
We need more homes put on the market.
Definitely.
People.
Yes, I am. I'm sick of getting in multiple offers for every single home.
Yeah.
I want my buyers to get homes.
Prices are up. So if you are thinking about selling, you can probably get more than you think you can, especially with multiple offers.
Yeah, absolutely. So. And of those 542 homes, 329 are already under contract.
That's 61% of homes got sold the first week.
Already under contract. Yeah, absolutely. And 75 of those went under contract on the very first day.
How many closed this week?
769 of those closed. And you know what we say to those people?
Congratulations.
Absolutely.
All right.
Congratulations.
All right. Very good.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Tom is our new producer. Alan, our last producer for the past 7 years, he decided to retire and stay home with his family on the weekend. So we wish Alan very well in his new chosen weekend profession, which is enjoying his wife and children. A very honorable thing to do.
Absolutely. Definitely.
All right. So yeah. We will give him a salute on Father's Day when that comes up next month.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And what about interest rates? Are they good, bad, indifferent?
Interest rates are good right now.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And we always give mortgage interest rates. And the news continues to still be great. And rates are still below 3%. The 30-year rate fell 0.02 to 2.98%.
Below 3%. All
yeah,
right.
Below. Yeah. And during that same week last year, rates were at about 3.26%.
No, I want to go back a year ago when we were talking about rates that had fallen. And the prediction was that last year we were telling people, because everyone was telling all of the experts were saying, hey, the rates are going up by the end of 2020. And then they didn't. And then they were saying the rates are going to go up in 2021. They didn't. How about that?
All right.
Okay. So what about the 15-year rate?
The 15-year rate fell 1/100th to 2.30%.
1/100th.
1/100th. Yes. Yep. And at this time last year, their rate was about 2.73.
And what about the FHA rate? How's that?
That rate is down to 2.59%.
Wow.
And as always, we wait for the Van Wees to give us information about the interest rates.
Well, not only the Fed, the interest rates overall, not just mortgage rates, but about just the consumer price index and all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
I always enjoy listening to them after our show because I just learn so much from them. All right. You know, what we haven't done in a long, long time is give a contractor tip of the week.
Ooh.
And I had a situation come up personally that I want to share with everyone. I had, as many of you know, I own a few houses that are rental houses. And one of them, I got a letter from the insurance company saying, we are no longer going to write your insurance because your roof is too old. So I said, okay. And I bought that home probably 12, 13 years ago. And at that time, I had no idea how old the roof was. I checked the records, the permits, and there was no permit for the roof. Part of the roof was flat, and part of the roof had a very low pitch to it. Anyway, had no idea how old the roof was. And I know most of the insurance companies do not write homes on a newly purchased home if the roof is over 15 years old. So anyway, I decided to put a new roof on and called one of the roofers that I use, and he gave me a quote, and we negotiated a little bit, came to a price. And what some roofers do, they realize that normally when a house is old, and this one was built back in 1960-something, normally when you take off the shingles or the rolled roofing, normally there's some wood that is rotted underneath. So they usually put in a price for 4x8 sheets of plywood. They'll say, okay, this includes 3 sheets of plywood and X number of feet of fascia that may need to be replaced. They don't know how many. So they'll either say, okay, it includes X number of sheets of plywood and X number of feet of fascia that they'll take off and replace. Or they'll say it doesn't include any, but you're going to pay for however many there are at this amount of dollars per sheet or for linear feet. Well, so, and I was fine with that. This one included 3 sheets of 4x8 sheets of plywood or OSB board, whatever you want to call it. Anyway, so they started taking off the roof, and I was there because I wanted to see how they were doing. I climb up on the roof. That's not a problem for me. It's a one-story home. And lo and behold, on the peaked part, not the flat part, it wasn't plywood.
What was it?
It was 1x6s. So in the older homes, I know back in the 20s and 30s and 40s, they used 1x4s or 1x6s. But on this house that was built in the 60s, I think it was the 60s. Anyway, they used 1x6s. So, and it needed a few pieces. That wasn't in the contract. So, here is my tip of the week. Make sure that if you have an older home, that the contract states what the price is going to be for repairing when you have an older home, what the cost is going to be when you have a different type of roof underlayment. Now, we didn't have any disagreement or anything on the price. We came to an agreement, you know, with what the cost was going to be, but we had to come up with that because they hadn't done many older homes, and we didn't anticipate that it was going to be this type of roof. So that's our contractor tip of the week. How about that?
How about that?
Yeah. It was a good learning experience for both of us.
Yeah.
How about that? You know, we had a question come up this week as well about once you have an agreement on a contract, so a buyer and a seller come to an agreement and all the contracts are signed, can one party change the contract? So if someone asked you that and say, hey, can I change this contract? What do you say?
That depends.
It depends. Absolutely. That's the right answer. And we know that, like, Angela is at a home inspection today. So what if something comes up that the buyer says, hey, this is a problem and I want it either fixed or credit for it? That is in the contract. There is, in the Northeast Florida Association of Realtors, there's a condition in the contract that says, A, you can do an inspection and then have another discussion about changing the contract to account for that. So you can ask for repairs. You can ask for a monetary price credit, whatever. So that's a change that can be done. Now, can you make any other changes to the contract?
Also depends.
It depends if and only if there is an agreement between the two parties. So you can answer that question in two ways. You can say, no, you can't make any changes to the contract because it's already whatever it says in the contract is what the contract is. So you can say, no, you can't, or you can say, yes, you can, if there is a written agreement between the two parties.
Yes.
Okay. All right. We haven't had anyone guess the contest yet. Based on listings over the past year, what city in the United States has the most homes built prior to the year 2000? So it's a large city, and I will tell you it's not Jacksonville. Okay? So that's my hint, because we know Jacksonville has a lot of new homes.
Can I give another hint?
Can you give another hint?
Yeah.
All right. You want to give a hint? Give a hint.
This particular city is in question whether or not it will become.
Oh, that's too much of a hint.
Too much. Too much of a hint.
All right. It's east of the Mississippi. It's east of the
Mississippi. Too much of a hint. Okay.
Too much of a hint. All right. Let's talk some more. Let's talk some more about. Oh, we got 1 minute left. When we come back after the break, we're going to give you an update about low-income homeowners with government-backed mortgages. Last week, we talked to you about that, but there is a big, big update for people. So if you know someone that has a government-backed mortgages, we have help for some low-income homeowners. So you're going to hear about that. We're also going to tell you about one of the things that President Biden did also as a tax credit for first-time homeowners. Is that coming? We're going to tell you. So stay with us, everyone. His idea, did it come to pass? Is it coming to pass? You know, he can't just wave his arms and say it's coming. We're going to tell you about that. Call us with your questions. Call us with your guests, 222-8255, and we will be right back.
Talk Radio, AM 600. 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. European Union throwing its support for Pfizer-BioNTech and its COVID-19 vaccine technology by agreeing to a massive contract extension that's for a potential 1.8 billion doses of the vaccine through 2023. Bloodshed in Brazil. Police and drug traffickers have battled in a slum in Rio de Janeiro after police stormed an area riddled with crime. 25 people were dead, one officer and 24 traffickers. Meteorologists say don't look now, but the first tropical storm of 2021 could be forming by next week as they watch the development over the Pacific Ocean and south of Mexico. Last year's record-breaking Atlantic hurricane season saw 30 different named storms. This is SRN News.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. If you're interested in buying a fine-quality diamond, but might start with a smaller diamond and then over time grow that to a larger size diamond, at Underwoods we have a way to do that, and we've been doing it for more than 50 years. We call it Grow a Diamond, and here's how it works. When a customer buys an Underwood engagement ring, solitaire diamond pendant, or a pair of ear studs, we guarantee they get the price they paid for it on the purchase of any bigger diamond. Now, a lot of stores would say, big deal, we do that too, but here's the Underwood difference. We guarantee you get what you paid when you trade in your Underwood diamond, even if you're only trading up by $1. It's not that you have to trade up two for one like most jewelers ask. We've done this with thousands of customers through the years, so if you're interested in growing a diamond, come by and see us at Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
To remind pet owners that Progressive covers pets on our auto policy at no extra charge, we're making a really cute pet-themed radio commercial.
Hear that snoring? Two sleeping puppies.
Oh, they're awake!
And they're heading over to that cute chubby baby that's just sitting there.
What?
Oh, now they're licking his face. Words will never do this justice. You'll just have to picture it.
Get coverage for your pets with an auto policy from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and is subject to policy terms.
I need these boxes in bin 7. Oh, hello? Hi, I just wanted to call in and find out when next...
Whitney's warehouse foreman just retired, and the replacement needs to move to fulfillment.
Hold on. Guys, can we get the dock cleared now?
Indeed can help her hire the people she needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
What would you give for a child you loved to make their wish come true? To help them fight a critical illness? Just imagine what you'd do. You see, wishes are so powerful, and you can make them real. They can give a child back their childhood, even change the way they feel. Every single one of us can make the stars align. Because when we come together, hope and joy will shine. Wishes need stars like you. Visit Make-A-Wish at wish.org.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
The Jacksonville forecast, it's a gotta wear those shades weekend. Lots of sunshine today and tomorrow with a high today of 82, upper 80s for Mother's Day, clear skies tonight and down to 62. Sunday night, cloudy and 68, sunny and hot for Monday near 91. Tuesday and on through the week, cloudy with scattered showers, mid to upper 80s.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, Jacksonville. It's a lovely day. We're still doing real estate.
We are. Everybody's doing real estate. You know, there are over 10,000 realtors in Jacksonville, and we have less than 10,000 homes available for sale. As soon as they come on the market, they're gone.
Yeah, they're gone.
Yes.
They're not lasting.
In a normal environment, we have many more homes for sale than there are realtors, and some of the realtors are brand new, and some of them are very, very experienced. Like Angela and myself. Rob, you've been a realtor for how many years now?
This is my anniversary month.
It is.
Yeah, four years now.
4 years. 5 years. All right. And what's so interesting about Rob's experience, and we talked about that before, is that when you moved here to Jacksonville from the Atlanta area, where you had a very bad experience in purchasing your home.
Yeah.
And I want to remind everyone that Rob was on the drum line of the Atlanta Falcons and then became on the drum line for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah.
And was doing other work as well and was not a realtor when he moved here. He had an experience with Angela of finding a home and had such a great experience with Angela and said, this is fun. I want to do this. Well, it is fun for Angela finding the right home for the right person. But you thought that Angela did such a great job and wanted to help you so much that you wanted to do the same thing.
Yeah, I was inspired.
You were. And so you joined our team and haven't looked back.
Nope.
That's right.
Best decision I've ever made.
Gave your notice doing what you were doing before, and here you are.
Yep.
And also, stay very much involved with the community and tell everyone what you do as well.
I teach music, teach percussion at two local high schools, Bartram Trail and Fleming Island.
Great. I didn't know you did Fleming Island as well. You crossed the river.
Going over the Shands.
Going over the Shands. All right. So if you need help with something, either at listing your home or in selling your home, you can give Rob a call at
904-888-7474.
All right. Repeat that one.
904-888-7474.
That's an easy number to
remember. Very easy. That's why I got it.
Yeah. Good for you. All right. Well, last week, Angela told you that the Federal Housing Financing Agency had announced a new program for low-income folks that either had a Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac mortgage by giving them a minimum half-point reduction in their existing interest rate, saving them anywhere from $100 to $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. So if you're a low-income person, $3,000 a year is a lot of money. Now, to qualify, borrowers had to earn less than 80% of the area's median income, be up to date on their payments, and not miss more than one payment in the last 12 months. Now, this is not a typical refinance program in that the credit standards are relaxed and certain fees are waived. And this was going to be launched sometime in the summer, and more details were going to be coming out. Well,
they came out with more details.
They did.
They did. Yeah, as of June 5th, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, later in August, Freddie Mac.
Well, Fannie Mae is going to start in
June 5th, and then Freddie Mac will be later in August. So debt to income is no higher than 65% with a loan to value to no more than 97%.
Now, that's going to be the 97% is so interesting because you'd never be able to buy rarely be able to buy a home at 97%, but prices have risen. So virtually any home is going to be available for this. What about credit score?
Credit score has got to be about 620.
Okay.
Minimum 620, yes.
Okay.
And as usual, more information will be coming available, but we'll let you know. But remember that this is only for existing borrowers, and that they must go through their existing lender.
Okay. And if you don't know whether you're Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac back loan, just call your existing lender and ask them, and they will be able to tell you. Now, President Biden, when he was going into office, said he would like to give a tax credit, which comes right off of your taxes, not a tax deduction, but a tax credit for first-time homeowners. Now, that has become a bill, so it hasn't passed, but it became a bill. So there are key parts to that. Remember, this is not passed. It's only a bill. So, Rob, what are the key parts to that?
Well, up to 10% of the purchase price, up to $15,000 for any owner-occupied home purchased after December 31st, 2020.
So they want to make this retroactive?
Correct. Okay. Yes. And that's for only homeowner occupied. So you can't do this if you're trying to flip a house or rent it.
Okay.
Rent it out. No ownership or purchase within the last 3 years.
Okay.
And no more than 160% of the area's medium income level.
So if the area's medium level of income here is, I don't know what it is, but let's say it's $80,000, then 80% times 160% is one, whatever, 120 something down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Purchase price is no more than 110% of the area's median purchase price.
Okay. So that's like 100, maybe 200,000, something like that. Okay.
And also the property must remain their primary residence for 4 years.
Yeah. And by the way, if they sell it before the 4 years, then they have to give back to the government some of the tax credit that they were given.
Correct.
So remember, that's only a bill. It has not passed yet. It still has to go through many, many iterations in the House and then to the Senate, and then, of course, to sign by the president. But it's interesting that it is retroactive. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Hey, one of the things that we haven't done in a while is a segment that we called Uh-oh, What Do I Do Now? Wish I Had a Realtor. So these are like confessions of a for sale by owner. Now, some of these we have come across over the years, and some of these are kind of, you know, I made these up, but they could happen. Like, okay, I put a sign in the yard. What if a scary person want to come into the house? Now, think about that. If you were the person that wants to do a for sale by owner. Also, what if a prospective buyer wants to see the house during the week and I'm working? What do I do? How about, what if I set a price too high and nobody wants to come and make an offer? What do I say to a prospective buyer? Ask me about if my roof leaks and I had one last year. Do I tell them? Do I not tell them? What if I tell them that it didn't and then it leaks after they buy it and they come to sue me? What do I do about the carpet stain that is covered by the sofa that I moved? I moved the sofa to cover it up. Uh-oh. Wish I had a realtor to answer these questions.
Yeah.
Got a few more?
What do I do if I want to accept an offer? What contract do I use? What if I want to accept an offer and then someone comes 2 days later and offers me more money?
What do you do, especially in this market?
Yeah. And what if the sales contract didn't mention the appliances and now the buyer wants the appliances? He wants my washer and dryer. He wants my refrigerator.
After you've already taken them out?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Uh-oh.
I'll see a lawsuit.
Yeah. What I do after we have agreed upon price, but the buyer does an inspection and wants several repairs. Plus, he wants me to replace things like my aging roof, my air conditioner, the water heater. What do I do? What if the buyer changes his mind about buying? Can I keep his binder? Uh-oh. Wish I had a realtor.
Yeah. I'm so nervous. When do I start looking for my next home? Uh-oh. I'm scared. I'm scared that someone's going to be stealing from me when I let them go through my house. How about this? When I had solar panels put on the roof 2 years ago, they put a loan. I got a 20-year loan that I signed for. How will that affect the sale of the home? Uh-oh. Wish I had a realtor. You know, there are literally hundreds of questions and scenarios that can arise with the sale of a home, and all of them have some sort of answer that can actually depend on the specific situation. Sellers don't know what they don't know. You know, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. So I go to the doctor or the lawyer when I need their specific type of advice. And the same is true for buying or selling your home. You need an experienced, knowledgeable realtor. You know, Angela or Rob or Susan or I are here to help you. We don't ever want you to say,
wish I had a realtor.
Oh, yeah. There are many, many more like this. That's why you need a realtor. Hey, when we come back after the break, we got more to talk about, and we want you to come up with a guess for our question. What city has the most homes listed that are under built before 2020. I mean, the year 2000. We'll be right back. Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services. Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement-only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back. This is Rob once again.
And this is Howard here on Real Estate Radio with not Angela and Howard today, but Rob and Howard. Hey, no one's guessed on the answer to the contest. So it's in the fourth segment, so I'm going to tell everybody what it is and why it makes so much sense. Based on listings over the past year, what city in the U.S. had the most homes built prior to the year 2000? And the answer is Washington, D.C. And if you think about it, it makes so much sense. Now, most cities have the ability to expand outward, like Jacksonville. And when you expand outward, what can you do? You can build more homes. So when you build more homes, they are, of course, new homes, and new homes have listings, and they have resales. But there is only one city that cannot expand, and that's Washington, D.C. And the reason that it cannot expand is because it is totally surrounded by other states. It is a small geographic area and just can't expand. Therefore, the only houses that are there are resales. Or if a house gets torn down, it can be rebuilt, then it's a new home and can be resold. But very, very new homes can be built there. There just isn't the land for it.
Interesting.
Yep.
Very.
Now, there's another contest. I'm going to tell you what it is, and maybe you can look it up. What city? I'm going to give you just the opposite for next week so you can look it up ahead of time. What city has the most homes built after the year 2000?
I think I know this answer.
We'll find out. Don't say a word, but that's going to be the contest for next week. But right now, we're going to have a We Can Help segment that we've had many, many times in the past. We met with someone a few weeks ago who was thinking about selling, but wanted to declutter her life first without overwhelming herself. So we offered her 10, or actually fewer than that, decluttering projects that actually take 15 minutes or less. How about that? That shouldn't stress someone if it only takes 15 minutes or less. Do one a day. Do one in the morning. Do one in the afternoon. So I'm going to do the first one. Pens, pens, pens everywhere. Do you have dozens and dozens in various drawers or all over the house? Angela does. That's right. Get rid of most of them. Do you really need the ones that you got advertising the bank or the painter or the carpet guy or the plumber? You really only need, you know, a couple. The one that feels the best in your hands or writes the best. And of course, the ones that say, Angela and Howard of Watson Realty.
Yeah.
That's right. We have pens and we do give them away.
Yeah. You also got to neaten up that sock drawer. You know, if you don't wear some things for a while or the elastic is gone in them, you know, put them away, throw them away. You don't need those socks anymore, do you?
Yeah, and you can get them to take less room. How can you get socks to take less room?
And you just can put them in the garbage if you want. Or you can just put them on the edge, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Put the colors that match together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how are we doing so far? Less than 15 minutes each?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Okay. All right, everybody raise your hand, figuratively that is. How many extra bottles of shampoo, conditioner, or body wash are in your shower? If it's more than three, then you know what to do. I know Angela changes her shampoo every time she goes to a different hairdresser. They say they want to sell theirs, so they recommend theirs because theirs is the best. Oh, yeah. Well, if it's more than three bottles, as I said, get rid of them. If you're going to list your home for sale, that bathtub or shower has to be not only clean of dirt and mildew, but be a minimalist for bottles.
Yeah. Declutter.
How many are in your shower?
The wife has a lot.
Yes.
I have one or two. Body wash and shampoo and conditioner. But she has lots.
She has lots. Okay.
Lots,
yeah. What about? Okay.
Yeah. Time to organize that laundry room.
Okay.
You can use small bins on the shelves for all the cleaning supplies, and you can determine what to bring you and your buyer's joy.
Okay. Like decorative bins.
Yeah. You can make use decorative bins.
Yeah. How about dish towels? I know in my dish towel drawer, there must be 10 different kinds. Are some of them looking ratty? Yes. Do I have too many? Yes. Do I need 10 of them? Okay. But 20? No. And some are 20 years old. Remember, we're taking 15 minutes to declutter a drawer.
Yeah.
Okay. What's next?
I don't know if people still have these, but definitely magazines and catalogs.
Oh, my.
Yeah. If you don't have time to read last month's issue, you certainly won't have time to read one from 4 months ago. So, come on, be realistic. You don't need that stuff, do you? You can put it in a stack or a pile.
Wait a minute. If you would describe it as a stack or pile, I say,
yeah,
it's time to declutter.
Yeah, definitely.
How about that entry door spot? A lot of people have a spot near the entry door. Now, some of us have these and some of us don't. Perhaps the mail gets there. Perhaps kids' backpacks. Perhaps shoes. Now, if the mail is piled up for more than 2 days and more than one pair of shoes per person, then be the drill sergeant in your home for your family and get everyone in line for their job. Less than 15 minutes for everyone. Now, you got three kids. Do you have a drop place in your house?
Can I be honest with you?
Yes.
Can I really be honest with you?
Be really honest with everyone that's listening.
I have to do number 7.
You have to do it?
Yeah.
All right. How many pairs of shoes for each of your three kids are in your drop area?
Well, we want them to put them in the shoe closet.
Oh, you have a shoe closet.
We have a shoe closet.
Okay, good for you.
To put it out of the way so when people come over, you don't see them.
Great.
It doesn't get used.
It doesn't get used.
No.
Well,
kids have a lot of shoes. So.
Well, we hope these 7 things helped. Whatever your real estate question, we are here to help you. We're going to give you the best advice that we can or refer you to someone who can. Let us be your resource. You can, of course, contact us after the show. Call us at 465-3845. Just remember, we are here to help. By the way, you know what it's time for?
What time is it?
It's almost time for the end of the show. And what do we do at the end of the show, Rob?
Yes, sir!
hot, hot, hot.
That's right. It is hot, 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 hot. It's not going to be that hot of a day, and we're not going to do an open house today because we've done one the last 2 weeks there. We've had so much interest. In fact, we've had a couple of showings, but this one is still available. It's that beautiful executive home in Queens Harbor, a zero lot line home, which means that you don't have to take care of the yard. It's all included in that 3,900 plus square foot home with a casita on Providence Island Court with a balcony with a hot tub. Have you ever seen a home with baseboards that are 10 inches high? That both levels of the home have 10 or 11 foot ceilings, where everything in there is absolutely first class. I mean, this house, when I say executive, it's executive. Now, I want to tell you, it's not cheap. It's $850,000, and most of the people that have come in there to see it say, this is only $850,000. Every room is huge. Every room is comfortable. It sits well. And what I mean it sits well, it is not too fancy, as in it looks so, so homey. Each of the bedrooms has its own bath, plus there are two half baths. So on the first floor, there's a great big living room, family room type place, but there's another one upstairs. Now, they've got that set up as like a card table room, and also the owner loves golf. He's got like an 85-inch TV on the wall that's automatically set to a golf game. And upstairs, not only on downstairs is there a wet bar, but there's one upstairs.
Wow.
Along with a balcony with a great, vast view that's like a half mile away of nothing. No houses, nothing. It's just absolutely gorgeous. You enter the back. There's a garage in the back that is huge with several built-ins and storage. Now, the casita is three of the bedrooms are in the main part of the home. You go through the casita where it's a screened-in balcony and the hot tub with a waterfall.
Oh, wow.
A waterfall that's above the hot tub. It flows into the hot tub if you want it to. And then you walk up the steps and there's another bedroom that right now is being used as an exercise room. But it's a bedroom that also has a refrigerator, and it has a full bathroom. It has laundry facilities. This house is just gorgeous. So an in-law can stay there. An adult child can stay there. You know, if you have a child with a baby, they can stay up there, whatever.
This sounds
perfect. House is just amazing. All of the built-in TVs stay. There are lots of built-ins in the house. They all stay. First-class home. This house is absolutely gorgeous. 741 Providence Island Court. As I say, four bedrooms, six total baths. If you want to see it, give me a call after the show. 687-8161. It's kind of called a lock and leave, meaning you can go in, you can leave, go on vacation. The owner, you know, doesn't stay there all the time, stays there a lot. Anyway, the Van Wees are here to tell you about what's going on. They have thumbs up. They're going to tell you about what's happened this past week. Guys, say happy Mother's Day. Do something. Give them a call. God bless everyone. We'll